If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, N-E-O-G-E-N-I-X.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go! This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Yo! Okay, Alexis, quick question. Let's say you had trained and trained and trained for this marathon. Because, you know, regardless of what most people think, marathons are difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to prepare for them. So let's say you're there. It's the big day. You're ready to go. And when the marathon starts, you get halfway through. It's 26 miles. You're halfway through. You're doing well. And all of a sudden, you poop yourself.
Oh, no.
Oops.
What do you do? Do you keep running the marathon, or do you go take care of that? What do you do?
No, I'm not running that dumb marathon anymore. I'm going to throw myself into a bush till the rest of the people pass by, and then I'm going to go handle it.
Okay, well, this woman in the news was halfway through the marathon, pooped herself, and then ended up setting a record in the marathon. She's like, I got to keep going.
Mm-mm.
Can you imagine what that would be like?
I can't imagine signing up for a marathon.
That's more unbelievable.
Yeah, exactly. What?
Yeah, they all poop on themselves.
Yeah, they do. Remember, didn't we talk about that girl like a year ago who they got a picture of her and she was like hot and she pooped herself?
Yeah. A bunch, like six times.
Kept going.
Just down her legs.
Gross.
Would you keep running, Ace?
I don't think I could.
I don't think I could either. Physically, I don't think. Not for the embarrassment of it, but I think it would just be so excruciating. Oh.
And how lucky for these people that they can just poop so easily.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the other one.
That's disgusting, yeah. Literally. Mm. That's on her Instagram as a picture that she saved for the rest of her life.
Yeah, because it was to show, like, the determination. Like,
I don't even put that on Instagram. Tell the story.
Dookie legs, stop me.
Ew, that's so gross.
You're doing the stanky leg.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's the real stanky leg.
Oh, that's so gross and ugly.
But yeah, I wonder why it happens to women marathon runners so much. Can women's stomachs not handle the carbs? You know, the carb loading the night before?
Maybe.
Mm. Ew.
She's like, the chili dog was a bad choice.
Yeah, she had pasta, but with chili on it.
Oh,
bad. I mean, I don't even think I could go another 13 miles in a car.
No.
Much less running.
Yeah. Mm-mm. I'm done.
Dunzo, for sure.
I'll try again next year.
Not even. That means the universe is telling me I don't need to be running.
Yeah.
You know, I don't need to do that.
The poop universe?
Yeah. That's literally one of my biggest fears, pooping myself.
In public or just at any time?
I mean,
you don't want to do it any time.
Right, at any time. But yeah, like in front of another person or persons. If it happened by myself and no one ever found out, I'd still be mortified, but at least it's just me that knows what happened.
Would you rather that happen in a room full of strangers or in front of just a few people who know you?
I'd rather a few people who know me, probably.
Really?
Yeah, because they know my history. So they
don't
understand.
Know you that well. I mean, it's like coworkers or or business acquaintances or something. Say you're in a meeting.
Oh no. No, then maybe strangers, because hopefully they don't know who I am and they'll never see me again.
Yeah.
But what are the odds of that, being such a big celebrity, you know? They're going to know who you are.
Stop.
Mm-hmm. And then there's a new concept I found out about that I didn't know existed in the online sex world. There's this woman who claims to be making $245,000 last year as a 6'1", quote, sex giantess, end quote.
Sex giantess.
Yeah, and the problem is that she can't find a date in real life. 6'1" is not that tall, but she's big though. She's a sturdy, strapping woman. 6'1". I don't know if in the article it says how much she weighs, but they usually don't do that. But I would guess. I mean, she's pretty sturdy.
She's a giant. She's
beautiful though. She is very pretty.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was picturing Miss Trunchbull.
Let me see her face. Oh yeah. How you said
6'1"? She looks taller than that.
Yeah.
Of course, I think she's British, and I don't know if their doorways are a
they're for hobbits.
I don't think they're a standard. What are ours? 8 feet?
Yeah.
Yeah, she looks like an Amazon woman.
I know.
I have seen that before, though. People that look like they're much taller than you think they are because the door frame is smaller.
And you know what? Maybe she's got a smaller house and surroundings and stuff for her video purposes, making her look even bigger.
Yeah.
I mean, if somebody's paying a subscription to OnlyFans just because you want to fantasize about a giant, I'm sorry, giantess.
Wow.
But so, well, she said nobody will date her in real life.
Because she's tall, that doesn't seem to make any sense.
No, I don't believe that
she's
at all.
She's the type that's like can step on people. Mm-hmm. People like that.
Step
on me.
Crush me.
Crush me. Exactly. They love being crushed.
She said that she has to admit that the OnlyFans is a massive obstacle if you want a serious relationship, because it definitely gives a certain impression and causes a lot of jealousy. So it seems like the fact that she's entertaining these men who have this fetish is more of a hindrance to her having a normal, lasting relationship.
Give me a break.
What?
Seems like she's just trying to garner sympathy or trying to promote her OnlyFans, whatever. But
you don't think that she would have a problem getting a boyfriend?
At 6'1", no.
No, but she says it's because she's an OnlyFans fetish person.
That in that way, she's just trying to promote her OnlyFans.
You don't think the average guy would have a problem dating an OnlyFans model?
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
I'm surprised about that.
Wait, you wouldn't?
She's making $245,000.
Oh, yeah, she's going to take care of you, take you on nice dates.
Yeah, I don't think she's having any problems.
She said it's a little ironic that as a sex worker, I haven't actually had sex in 6 months.
Boo-hoo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe that's what she's looking for. Maybe she's just looking for that. Somebody come by and
climb that tree.
Mm-hmm. She said, this is not good. I don't want to even read that. And they always put, you know, the mom, like, hey, she's got kids. The mom, as an occupational... The mom trained as an occupational therapist, but said she would never be able to pay off her debts on $20,000 a year salary. That's when she turned to OnlyFans. She had no choice, y'all. Yeah. That's the thing. How could somebody hold that against her? She had absolutely no choice. She said there's a massive fetish out there for tall women. It's my height that stands out and makes me unique. If I wasn't so tall, there's no way I would make so much money. I make a lot of money through tips and requests on giantess content. But it's not just her height. I mean, she's big. Not fat. She's not fat. She's what, you know, what we used to would say is an Amazon woman. She looked damn big old Amazon woman. I said the most popular things are the custom role-playing videos where I'm growing and they are shrinking.
What is that?
They want to be kept in my shoe, boobs, or bum most of the time, crushing them.
Can I get in your shoe? I mean, what in the shit is that?
Can you crush me now?
I don't know what that is. I'd like to be in your shoe if at all possible. Like old Mother Hubbard.
Yeah, and then she says, you know, she's not looking for sympathy because she's happy to sacrifice love if it means making a huge six-figure income.
Yeah.
So she's honest about it. She said, I do worry it could affect the possibility of attracting the right person for me in the future, but I'm quite content being myself with my two beautiful daughters making a lot of money. OnlyFans has definitely grown my confidence. I feel more empowered than ever. And standing here in this Wonder Woman costume would say that is true. Mm. She got some big hips.
Yeah, big hips, big ass. Thighs. She got a great butt. Yeah, she's hot. I just don't think she's having trouble.
You think it's a ploy to bring people to her OnlyFans?
I think, and the, you know, there's, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but it also plays into like everybody's a victim, like, oh, poor me. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, you're a gorgeous, tall, blonde woman, but you know, making a ton of money. How did you end up as a victim in this way?
But wouldn't it only be, I mean, as far as she's looking for somebody as a, you know, as a serious relationship or whatnot. So wouldn't it only be dirtbags that would not have a problem with her doing this OnlyFans?
Well, Riggins said he wouldn't have a problem with dating somebody on OnlyFans.
But I might be a dirtbag.
Oh, okay. I didn't want to think that, but okay.
If she's getting naked and pretending to, you know, put men in her buttocks and crushing them and stuff, I mean, that's a little bit different than just, you know, doing some bikini modeling on the side, you know? I mean, like she said, she's what they call in Great Britain a sex worker. Whereas in U.S. America, we call them, you know, porn people.
Porn people.
I don't know. Is this porn?
Yeah.
She's not getting naked.
Yeah, she is.
Oh, she is? Yeah. How would I find that on OnlyFans? Giant.
Yeah, she's getting naked and fulfilling these guys' fetish wishes. And she said, they want to be in my boobs and my bum and crush them.
Bum?
Yeah, crush me with your butt cheeks is what she said. But I'm sure they say it in a British accent that makes it, you know, sound much more sophisticated.
Could you crush me? Oh, there's a lot of giantesses out here.
Giantesses.
And that's all. They make it look like they put their camera on the floor.
Yeah.
And it looks like they're about to step on you. Mm-hmm. What is that about?
Right. Like, why does it even
Why do you want to get stepped on?
Well, that's what she said. She said that they want to, you know, they want to be in her shoe so they can get crushed. They want to be crushed in her boobs and her bum. So if she's doing that, you know, putting the camera on the floor and acting like she's stepping on it. What is she doing to satisfy those who say, crush me with your bum?
Yeah.
I don't want to see that.
I'm kind of curious.
That's probably crazy.
These are funny. What are you into? I'm into getting
crushed.
Acting like I'm a very tiny person. You're like, what? I'm in like hand-holding kind of thing. I'm into acting like a very tiny person with somebody who's very large and crushing me in her shoe. Like, what are you saying?
Crush me with them boobs.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, NEOGENIX.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
Y'all remember the other day when Rob was limping around here like he was about to die because he just woke up with his leg hurting?
Yeah. Me.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just, I woke up with a knee ache. Yeah. There's a woman in Australia who got bitten multiple times by a blue-ringed octopus, which is one of the world's most venomous animals. There's no known antivenom, so most people die. But somehow, she's fine. Doctors aren't sure why, but she had a little stomach pain, and that was it. So this little woman, Rob, is getting stung by a blue-ringed octopus multiple times and shaking it off, and you woke up with a leg hurting.
Oh, I thought you were going to say she got stung in her sleep by this octopus. I was like, how does that happen?
She's a mermaid. So this is just a rabbit in Rob's face?
Yeah, Rob's sheets caused him to have an injury.
Maybe it's my 30-pound weighted blanket.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Get that heavy-ass blanket off of you. Yeah. Do you even try to roll over or anything under that thing?
I mean, it requires a lot of effort, but yeah.
I don't want to be under any kind of a blanket. I can't just roll over or just move around underneath.
Or can you roll over under it and it not even move?
No, it would go with me, so I have really? I kind of have to adjust as I move.
My wife would never be able to sleep under one of those because whenever she turns over in her sleep at night, she has to sit all the way up in the bed and then turn over. She doesn't just roll over. She'll sit all the way up and then go the other way. What? It's the weirdest looking thing. I don't know. It's
weird.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
So what are you doing? I guess she's not tossing and turning in the night then.
No. But it's sit up, go all the way over instead of just rolling over.
That's crazy.
It is weird. Mm. It's probably very creepy to see in the middle of the night.
It is.
Sitting up out of the dead sleep.
One time she did that and she looked at me. I mean, she's dead asleep. Sat up like she was going to roll over and looked at me and goes, I am so sleepy. And then rolled back over and never woke up. Like, okay, well. Wow.
Good thing you're in bed. Yeah.
Good thing you've been sleeping for 6 hours already.
I am so sleepy. Am sitting so up. Sleepy. Oh, my gosh. It's wild. Bring that weighted blanket in here. I want to see what we can do while under the weight of a blanket. Like, can you, I don't know. Like, can we trap Alexis in it? Like, would it?
Oh yeah.
Would it hold like, you her mean down we the stand floor
on a desk and have her run by and throw it on top of her?
Like a net. Like capture her.
If I ever get up from the bed and I have like I fling it off of me, it lands on me. She goes, "Oh my god!"
Yeah, I would have. Yeah, like sure. An Amazon box. Like a bag of dog food. Being dropped on your chest.
I would love to see if Alexis was walking by and we threw that on her. If she would just
it would hurt her. Can we throw, like, just throw a 30-pound medicine ball at her?
Yeah.
Shut up,
can we, just jump her?
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of what it sounds like.
Why don't we just have her walk by and then toss a mean pit bull onto her? Yeah.
Can we shoot her?
So obviously, I guess they make different weights of the blanket.
That was the highest weight I could find.
So you got the heaviest one.
Yeah. It's 30.
I know my little friend Jenny has one. Somebody gave her. And she took it downstairs one time for, you know, we were all watching TV down there and just throwing it on people. And it hurt. But I wouldn't imagine that hers would be 30 pounds.
30 pounds.
It looks like.
Yeah, that's half of what she weighed.
Looks like 35 is actually the most, but I couldn't find any that high.
What's the shipping cost on that?
Yeah. I got it from Amazon and it was free, so Amazon took a loss on that one.
And what is this supposed to do?
I just it gives you a secure feeling, like
a secure feeling.
Like I don't feel like I'm going anywhere.
Could you
I,
get
I
a secure feeling under like a 10-pound blanket as opposed to a 30-pound blanket? Well,
it's supposed to be like based on your weight, and I'm a big guy, so I went with the heaviest one.
Mm-hmm. Was that on his list of things that he has to do to go to sleep? Was it was, a weighted blanket? It was a weighted blanket.
He mentioned it. That's how we found out about it.
Because I forgot about it.
Huh?
It was a late entry into the list.
Yeah.
30 pounds. I mean, yeah.
How do you even make the bed with that?
Meredith does not like that it's on the bed. I'll tell you that.
What,
Rick? Yeah, Rob, how do you make your bed with that? Give me a break.
I cover it up with Meredith's king-size blanket and just leave it as is.
Yeah. Oh, so only you sleep under that?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's only big enough to go over one person.
Oh, okay. Oh,
I thought, like for some reason, I thought it was bigger, like a bed the size of a... Yeah. Like a king size blanket.
No, it's like a it's basically like a twin blanket.
Yeah,
it's just enough to cover me.
Damn, so that thing must be heavy and oh yeah, dense. It's
30 pounds in a lot smaller area than you thought.
Yeah,
wow. So you have to straighten it out every night, or it doesn't move enough to you just pull back the comforter and then just slide under that.
I kind of, when I get out of bed, I just fold it over on to the side of me, so I can just fold it back over when I get in bed.
Well, that's why your back hurts.
Yeah.
You're moving that big, heavy thing in an awkward position. And is it the bottom or the top piece of covering?
It's the top, so I use a top sheet underneath it.
Okay, and that's it? You don't use any other blankets?
No.
Mm-mm. Damn. What more could you ask?
Yeah. Blanket of steel.
I only do the top sheet because it's not, as you might imagine, the weighted blanket isn't the softest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, what a scene. I mean, with the fans going and the box fans and the 50 degrees and the weighted blankets and the, yep. I mean, what a scene in there.
Ceiling fan, box fan, portable AC, regular AC going as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot. There's two fans, a portable AC unit, and then the central air within the home itself.
Well, there's no need to cool off the whole house to 50 degrees.
True.
And would you have to cool off to 50 degrees if you didn't have a 30-pound blanket on top of you?
I did it before I had the blanket, so.
Okay.
And Meredith doesn't mind that?
The
50 degrees?
She prefers that as well.
Okay.
Oh, it's freezing. I mean, my bones chill. And I like it cool. But 59 degrees is about as cold as I can take it.
Yeah, because a regular thermostat, you know, central air wouldn't take it down that far without freezing up.
I did not know it would go down that far.
No. Like, I can't set the AC to that. But, like, during the winter, I don't have the heat kick on until it's, like, 60 at the highest.
Yeah.
But if you put the regular AC on, you know, whatever, you know, low setting that was considered low, which, say... What, 65?
We do 68 in the house.
Okay, overall. And then you crank up another air conditioner that's a portable unit.
Set it to 62, which is the lowest it'll go.
And then you got two fans blowing in there. Mm-hmm. That'll get it down to 50.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, probably.
He might be part, like, Sasquatch. Like, we could do a 23andMe to find out, like, you know, he's, like, Nordic.
But the crazy part is, like, right in here right now, my fingers are cold.
Are cold?
Yeah, he was acting like that yesterday. Like, I keep it too cold up in here.
Well, your circulation might be off. It's usually what it is if your feet and your hands are cold.
It's just my hands. My feet are fine.
Yeah, and I said, well, I thought you were hot all the time too, Rob. He goes, I used to be.
Yeah, I used to be.
Like, it sounds like you still are in the bedroom. You hot in the bedroom.
I mean, when you describe this scene of what it takes to sleep at night and what your room looks like, I mean, I think it screams sexy. It just screams sexy. Yeah.
So what did you say? Are you a side sleeper or back sleeper?
I start off on my side and I can go to either. I can't sleep on my stomach anymore. It hurts my back.
Because I'm thinking if I'm lying on my back and that heavy ass blanket is on me, it would be hard to breathe.
Oh, it keeps me feeling good whenever I'm on my back. I don't. I can't explain.
I know, but I'm just saying it'd be that much weight on my stomach would be, you know, it would make it hard for me to breathe.
It stabilizes me.
Yeah.
He just longs to be back inside his mama.
Oh,
that's what that's for.
Yeah. It simulates a womb.
Yeah, it does. He got a womb in the room.
Yeah. Do you like to cuddle, Rob?
No, it's too. I get too hot.
Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
I get too hot.
I just said, no, I get too hot.
Minimal amounts.
Yeah, you don't like to be spooned?
No.
What about holding hands?
That's fine.
You don't get sweaty hands and stuff?
I mean,
like even outside in the summer, you don't want to, you still hold hands, no problem?
Yeah, that's fine. I can deal with a sweaty hand.
Mm. You get married, you go somewhere and you hold hands. It maybe be for 30 seconds and then it's over.
Yeah.
He's like, okay.
Yeah, we got it.
Yeah. Holding sweaty hands is bad.
I always got sweaty hands.
Why are your hands so sweaty?
It is the worst. Yeah. It's embarrassing.
Now, is that a trait of your family?
No, it's
Does
just
that me. Run in your family?
Mm-mm.
It's not all Salvadorians have sweaty hands.
It's just me. I get sweaty everywhere. If people talk to me, I sweat.
Yeah.
People talk to you and you sweat?
Yeah.
What does that
like
mean?
If I have to just start sweating, I don't know.
Yeah. Has your spicy new boyfriend, Jay, said anything about your sweat stash?
Yeah, he always tells me every time he goes to give me a kiss, he's like, God, oh, you're so salty. Your upper salty lip.
I'm going to throw up right now.
You got a salty lip.
Yeah, salty lips.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, NEOGENIX.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's go!
Riggins, did you ever ride the... You never rode the school bus, did you?
No.
You did, though, Alexis, right?
Yes.
You ride the school bus?
Yep, sure did.
The Yellow Hound, they call it?
Yeah, that's where I had my first kiss, was on the school bus.
Oh, really? Yep. With the driver?
No! No. Stop it.
Well, I don't know these things. Where was it?
Where in the bus?
Mm-hmm. In the back, you sit in the back.
I was like
of the
in the
bus.
Middle.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the middle, on the right hand side, on the window side.
Because the wild kids used to always sit in the back of the bus, and like the older kids,
yeah,
they'd be back there, heavy petting and stuff.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of whores rode the bus in my day.
Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, is it possible? She's a whore. But there was an incident with a school bus driver in West Virginia, Cable County, and the story is that they were having severe weather, flooding, flash flooding, and all in the area, and the bus driver was taking home students in pre-K through third grade with a few older kids, like say fifth grade. And a bus driver, for some reason, decided halfway through the route, y'all got to get off here. Put what? All of them out, allegedly. Put them all out. And then one of the fifth graders gathered all the younger kids up and walked them to a nearby McDonald's to get help because the bus driver supposedly kicked them off the bus in the middle of the route. Now, I wonder, it doesn't say in the story what if there was an incident or the kids just were being so unruly that he snapped or she snapped. But that's bad business. And they said that the bus driver is, quote, no longer employed by Cable County Schools, end quote.
Lucky the bus driver, it's a female?
It doesn't say. Oh, okay. It doesn't say. So, probably.
Lucky the bus driver didn't get his ass beat, but
it's probably why they're not saying whether it's a man or a woman, because it's a woman. And they're protecting. But the school board released a statement saying that students in pre-K through third grade cannot be left at a bus stop without adult supervision.
No way, really?
Mm-hmm. That's what they're saying now. Bunch of bubble wrap kids,
that's
I think.
That's what it is.
Yeah, if they can't be put out in a storm and get home on their own, what the hell are we raising here? Who's going to protect us when we're old?
So everybody gets a trophy.
Bunch of damn wusses. Man. How is a pre-K student not going to find her way home in flash flood thunderstorms?
It's even worse.
Where are we going to be?
I mean, that is really dangerous.
Those are the leaders of our country.
Yeah. Thank God the fifth grader was there to kind of, okay, I can handle this. Let's round it up and move it out. Yeah.
It's a leader right there.
Yeah, for sure.
I would have been screwed because I never had rain equipment when I was a kid. I didn't have a raincoat or an umbrella or anything. And, you know, it really didn't make sense to have that kind of stuff because we only lived in the wettest state in the United States.
I was going to say, why would you never have a rain?
I didn't have rubber boots or anything like that.
Was that school bus driver arrested? That's got to be illegal, right?
Yeah,
should have been.
Yeah, that's endangerment of a child.
Absolutely,
that's like a
ton
it is. Of
stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Kids annoying sometimes, though.
I get it.
I'd be like, you know what? Forget these kids, man.
Y'all go to McDonald's.
Yeah,
figure out
your own way home, you little jerks.
Just drive off in that bus and never look back. Yeah. Like, I'm never coming home.
It seems like
we hear stories like this periodically about a bus driver snapping. You know, this is why I'm drinking.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's wild. What state?
West Virginia. It was probably such a small town. They only had one McDonald's.
It's not as bad as it seemed, right?
No big deal. So I can just go up here to McDonald's. We'll wait for our parents to come pick us up.
Put some elementary school kids out in a thunderstorm.
My dad will bring his truck. He can take half of us home. Doesn't matter.
Let's jump in the back.
You know what? That bus driver is teaching those kids survival skills and problem solving skills.
I think so too.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're not getting enough of that these days. We're just solving everything for these kids. How are they going to survive?
Self-sufficiency is what they're being taught. Yeah.
So if anything, I think she's contributing
to society in a positive way.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you got to stop raising these little bubble wrap kids and toughen them up.
My mom forgot me a few times at the bus stop. I was fine.
Yeah. And you think that was an accident?
You just forgot.
From what you said about your mom, I don't think that would be an accident.
She kept trying to forget me places, and I just kept showing back up.
That's why you like a cat.
You silly mom. You silly goose. You left me again.
You got to start remembering me. Every time Alexis would walk up, her mom would look at her brother and go, well, damn.
Here she comes.
Made it. How'd she find us again? I don't think I ever got left anywhere when I was a kid, when they were supposed to pick me up, but they didn't.
I was forgotten once. That kind of being left.
Yeah.
Well, it was my mom's turn. It was me and my friends David Stout and Gene Knapp. We played basketball in the eighth grade. We were bused into Alexandria, which is across the river from where I lived. And my mom got the rotation confused. There had been some swapping of who was picking up from the basketball after basketball practice. Mm-hmm. And my mom didn't show because she didn't think it was her day because they had swapped up or whatever. And so we had to walk down to the high school in the dark, be like, hey, no, Mr. Band Director, hate to interrupt, you know, one of the great bands in the state of Louisiana, but can we borrow your phone? And we were in a neighborhood. Let's just put it this way. I'm in a neighborhood where nobody else looked like me.
Mm-hmm.
when we knocked on the door and I opened the door and stuck my head in, it looked like a scene out of a movie. Band stops. And they look at me like, what in the hell? I was like, hey, it's dark outside. My mom didn't come pick us up from basketball practice. Can we use your phone? He's like, sure. Go to the office right there.
Oops. Was he wearing one of those big tall hats with the marching baton?
No, he was the band director we were talking to. He was just wearing a tie.
I love those guys. They do the high stepping out there and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
With a big old
boom. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, in Louisiana growing up, I mean, everybody stops for the Battle of the Bands. Between Southern University and Grambling State University.
It's at the Bayou Classic. Yeah.
The game a lot of times was just unwatchable.
Yeah.
Did they do designs?
They do whatever. It's the two best, for a long time, considered the two best marching bands in college.
And their whole year was built towards this event, the Bayou Classic, which was held in the Superdome every year. And it was a guaranteed sellout. People would come to New Orleans. Thousands of people come to New Orleans who know I can't get in the game. We're just here because it's a week-long rager of a party that ends with a football game on Saturday afternoon. But the Battle of the Bands, they made the halftime longer than a regular halftime. So they both got, like, whatever it was, 10 minutes to do their whole show.
And each school valued the Battle of the Bands competition more than the football game. Yeah, that's like who's better in the band competition, you know, was priority over the football game.
If I could go back in time to high school, I would try to be in the band.
What would you play?
I want to play drums. I want to carry a drum. Even if I'm little, I still want to carry it around.
Oh, my God. That would be the one with the three drums that comes over? Yes. Or just the one snare or something?
No, maybe just like the one, but like a really big one.
Just the snare?
Yeah.
I want to see her carry the big bass drum.
Because it has to strap to your leg. It straps around your thigh. The snare does, but on you, the snare would be down below your kneecap.
Yeah, but I'll make it work.
Oh, we can make that happen.
Yeah.
We can make that dream come true. Let's find you a marching band that'll let you come in and do the drums.
Yes. Are you kidding me?
Put those drums on you.
Why'd you laugh, Riggins?
I mean, no one's just like, I wish I was in the band in high school. I wanted to get my ass whipped. If I could go back and get my ass kicked, I would.
Yeah. I wouldn't have been a cheerleader. Yeah. I would have been
the band.
A drummer.
I think it's cool. Being in the band is very cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
I mean, you got your homemade haircut. You're wearing a uniform. Like, how could I make my life even more difficult? Let me get in the band.
A homemade uniform that wasn't even required.
Yeah.
Her mom's idea of what a uniform should look like.
Right.
Yeah.
In a public school.
With my glitter eyelids.
Yeah, smearing dry glitter on your face. I wish I was in the band. If I could go back and do something else to make myself even more obscure.
Yeah.
I get braces and, like, you know. Goodness.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics, NEOGENIX.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
There are a lot of women who are into a guy having a lot of tattoos. But I saw a story of this guy who has spent, I can't remember what, I'm trying to find it, but over 10 grand in tattoos. And he's got his entire body tattooed, even his wang danger.
Ew.
I'm surprised what? He could get it done for 10 grand. It seems like it'd be more than that.
They must not be good tattoos.
This is, I spent $10,000 to get my entire body tattooed, including down there. He's 65.
What?
And he told the news service that he wanted to get his penis tattooed for a while, but his regular artist refused to do it. Well, no joke. Yeah. Isn't that something you'd want a stranger to do? once he found another ink master, he got his nether regions tatted. It required, it required wrapping his penis around a rolling pin. We used a rolling pin because that was the easiest way for the tattoo to be done.
Oh, because it would happen.
Yeah. He says you can't just do it on a bench or worktop. It was quite weird at first, but it made a lot of sense. It worked out perfect, really.
I don't like that.
So you put it on that, and like that's, I don't know. What were you saying, Ace?
So they would have to, I guess they would have to somehow, that would have to flatten it out.
Yeah.
And tightly, and make the skin tight so he could tattoo it.
Mm-hmm.
Does it say what he got tattooed on his nether regions?
Let's see. It says it was quite a bit of blood and it was uncomfortable.
Oh, man.
It was uncomfortable to walk the next day.
Well, no kidding. Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Put your penis on a rolling pin.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly. Like, what do you expect?
Yeah, and then jabbed it with a needle.
Like you make a focaccia.
Yeah. It's like, what are you talking about? Of course it hurt.
The initial graphics included a boat, a naked, maybe this is what his, on his first tattoos, not necessarily on his penis.
He got enough room for a boat? That's impressive.
Yeah, it's a cruise ship.
Bless you.
But there's something wrong with the person that does that, right?
They need to
go to the hospital.
Because you guys act like it's so super sensitive down there, so why would anybody do that on purpose?
Oh, yeah, we just act like
it. Yeah.
Very anti-penis.
I mean, I don't know. I've never had one, so I can't say for sure that it hurts.
What if that's the only tattoo he's got? Say you're about to be with a guy, Alexis, and you look and go, is your penis completely covered in tattoos? Would it be a turnoff?
Yeah. I think.
Well, that's
depends on the tattoo. No, because then I'd think there's something really wrong with you if that's the place that you chose to get a tattoo.
So, tattoos all over every other part of his body, not as alarming as just one right there.
Yeah.
I can see that. But it is substantial enough to wrap around a rolling pin.
Yeah, there is that.
I mean, yeah, that part sounds kind of cool.
Why does he have a rolling pin at the tattoo studio?
Yeah, right, like, are you making bread?
Well, I bet he had to set up an appointment ahead of time.
Yeah.
Here's what I want you to get. Are y'all up for the job? Well, let me see. And they probably drew out blueprints and stuff. Here's how we would have to do it.
Yeah, I got a feeling they had to think about that. So the day came, they showed up with, they had to bring in materials.
And would it be easier to do when he's excited or not excited?
Oh. It's got to be not excited.
Really?
Yeah.
No, you would think excited because you needed that to actually have some type of substance to be able to put the needle down.
Maybe that's why there was so much blood.
And that's why they have the rolling pin, though, to
you know. Yeah, I think you stretch with the rolling pin when it's not excited and just make it taut and then do it.
What if the rolling pin gets him excited?
Yeah.
You're like, okay. Oh,
and it has to be a tattoo. I wonder if it works, if the tattoo image works when it is excited and when it's not. Like, is it like Gumby that just gets, you know, taller? You know, does it work both ways? Probably not.
I don't know, but I'm not eating biscuits out of there.
Yeah, ew.
That's for sure.
That's what they're using that rolling pin for.
Hell no.
There's a pube in my pizza.
Oh, God. And they describe him as a bodybuilder. He's a 60-something-year-old bodybuilder. So, I don't know. He doesn't look like he's in. It looks like he lifts weight for size. It doesn't look like he's a, you know, in bodybuilding competitions and stuff.
Right.
So technically he would be a bodybuilder, but.
Does it have a picture of it?
Yeah, bunches.
Oh, it does? Here, let's see it.
Oh, it doesn't have a picture of his deer. They blurred his deer out, but there's his back.
A 60-year-old guy in a thong is never
a good. Yeah,
a thong with white socks and tennis shoes.
Yeah, that's tough to pull off.
There he is, full frontal.
He's not a bad-looking guy, but he's got these dumb tattoos all over.
He's dangling.
Ew.
He's a handsome older guy.
He is.
Mm-hmm.
But
how old is he?
65.
Oh, gosh.
There he is out. Why do they always got to do gardening? Why are they doing yard work naked?
Butt naked.
But you can't tell he's naked because he's, well. Now, are these his rubber boots or did they give him those for the picture? Because it doesn't even look like his feet fit down in them. Those look like women's boots. Here, take the hedge clippers and act like you're trimming that tree. And why would he be having rubber boots on?
They're the size of those big red boots.
Look, see, that's his. And they showed, it was a video clip that popped up a minute ago of them actually performing the deer tattoo.
Wow. I don't know, man.
I wonder if there was screaming and stuff.
Oh, it had to be, right?
No, if you're going to get a tattoo like that, I don't want to hear not one tiny little whimper. You take it.
You freak.
Yeah.
You wanted this.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what his grandbabies think about it. Ugh. What does your grandpa do for fun? He fishes. He's retired. He likes to fish. How about you? He's a bodybuilder and he walks around naked because every part of his body is tattooed, including his penis.
Oh.
They just did an article on him in the tabloids. Oh, really? Yeah. I bet my grandpa can beat up yours.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. Ow, it. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app. The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Ace & TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant-free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weight loss.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. lncurrents.com.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenix, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenix. Neogenix.